real kind.
Uh-huh. And instead of saying real, you might say
genuine.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Now, if sugar or salt, if it was so, you know, if it wasn't already put up in packages, you'd say they were selling it in
small bundle. Small.
And in wholesale, they sell it.
They sell it in any amount.
Uh huh. And in wholesale, did you ever say they sell it in books?
In books.
Uh huh. And what about in the morning, that sweet stuff that you put on your toast? You call that?
You mean syrup? Or honey?
No. This is the kind. Well, this is like that you made from fruit, and they cook down the fruit. And
jelly?
Yeah. And what would you have on your table, like to season your food with?
Salt and pepper and such like.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a little kid wanted one, if he wanted, you know, if there was a bowl of apples and a kid wanted one, he'd say?
He'd say, I want an apple.
Yeah.
A piece of apple.
If a man doesn't have much money, you say that he's
he's broke, or he's not got money or something.
Or he's just poor.
Poor man.
Yeah. And if a person owned a lot of peach trees, you'd say they owned
a peach orchard.
Now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, that's
the seed or the kernel.
And inside of a peach, the part you don't eat,
is the seed or kernel.
Now, what about the kind of peach that separates easily from the seed?
Call that a freestone.
And then the kind that's tight.
It's a cling, tight to the stone is a cling peach.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the apple that you throw away, you call
that the core.
And the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanut.
Have you ever heard them call any other names?
Goobers.
Goobers? You've heard them call goobers?
I caused an awful laugh one time by calling them that.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I was in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And we was a great gang of us that was working. We was a table and broom corn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And went to dinner, and there was quite a bunch to the table that day. And we'd been telling all kinds of jokes about Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one guy with me that is from Arkansas. Me and him was from Arkansas, and he's full of it. And he just told them everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they had them boys laughing all morning, and got to the table, and I didn't say very much, and they had some peanut butter on the table. And so I let them all get quiet, and I said, pass the goober butter, please.
Oh, no.
And I'll never hear this doggone laughing in all of my life.
I bet they
wondered what. That is another Arkansas silly outfit.
Yeah. I bet they wondered what in the world that was. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, me, they really got tickled. And,
sure.
So the woman that we was working for, she says, I'm so sorry for Mr. Thorne. And she says, don't be sorry for him. Says, he just said that for me. He says he knows better. He says he got what he's looking
yeah,
for. He says he got a life.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's pretty good.
She said, oh, I'm so sorry for
the
Mr. Thorne. She thought that I didn't know
she
no better.
She thought you didn't know
he did. She said, oh, don't be sorry for him. He knows better than that. He said he just wanted a life, and he got it.
Now, what other kinds of nuts would they have around here?
What do you mean? That grows in the ground?
No, on the tree.
Oh, hickory nuts, walnuts. And